Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 on August the 22nd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have a very, very big day today. We got a fully packed morning coming through here. We're going to have Patrick Jones in giving us an update on the city council. We're going to have the Chamber of Commerce in here talking about new apps for the city council, where you can find out what, or for the Chamber of Commerce, talking about businesses and increasing the publicity for businesses here in town. And then we finish up our last day in our series on methamphetamines and its impact on our county and our city, because it has a lot to do with votes that just happened about JOs and whatever. But first, let's Bad Bob say hello.
Hello.
And Linda, what's the weather today?
Well, good morning. Nice to be here. 67 degrees. How are you today? You know, our thoughts and prayers again. We're going to be covering a lot of things in the fire, but our thoughts and our prayers, let's think and be mindful for those families that have had a tragedy, very deep tragedy, and it's going on right now here in the North State. Those families that have been displaced, the animals that have perished in the fire. We are looking at 67 degrees in the downtown studio, 7:07 in the morning, and today is the 22nd of August. We will have another smoky day here in the North State. It's going to be high, around 98. Areas of smoke tonight, temperatures reaching to 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, areas of smoke as well, with temperatures around 96 degrees in the morning. Thursday night, clear around 63 degrees. So again, we're going to be covering lots of things that are going on in the North State. We have, like Carl said, a jam-packed morning, but let's talk with our numbers. Let's hear what's going on with our Wells Fargo expert, Josh Wiley. Market, what is happening on the East Coast? Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets declined amid global growth concerns after a report showed Japan swung to a trade deficit in July as exports declined the most in 6 months. Currently, the Dow's down 7 points at 13,196, while the NASDAQ is up a point at 3,068, and the S&P 500 is down one at 1,412. Oil's down 22 cents this morning at $96.62 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.85%. Gold's down 60 cents this morning at 1,642, while silver's down 4 cents at $29.47 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: J.P. Morgan's down a dime at $37.95. Verizon's up 17 cents at $43.06, while Walmart is up 18 cents at $71.31. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Josh. Our Wells Fargo Advisors with the Market Minute every morning here, 7:10, 8:10, and then again at 9. Is it 9:06? But we all know shortly after the hour you're going to hear the update. Josh, we love your call. We love your readings, Josh. Anyway, thanks so much. We are going to take a break here. Get ready. KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:12 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott are here, along with
and
with Bad Bob. And Bad Bob's all of a sudden on the phone. Do we have somebody on the phone here, Bad Bob?
We have Ray John on the phone, sir.
Oh, okay, good. Have Ray John give us a call or open it up. Dr. John.
Hey. Carl, how are you?
I understand we've got a big cat adoption soiree going here.
This 25th at Mount Shasta, my Junior Haven kids, the teenagers, are going to be trying to adopt out a ton of cats for me because it's our Cats Count campaign. And I'm up to about 150 again. And so we'll be at the mall right by JCPenney entrance and from 10 a.m. to 2. So people want to drop by and see some great cats, I'd love to see them do it.
Well, you know what? That last big cat adoption day you had was a huge success.
Oh, it was tremendous. You know, we moved 104 out in an hour.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going crazy. You know, we've got animals from the fire. We've got 9 miniature ponies, horses, goats. I got 70 chickens last night. I've got roosters. I've actually, Carl, you won't believe this, we put chickens into the dog pens because we don't have any other room for them. So if you go to adopt a dog out today and it looks like a chicken, it is a chicken.
Yeah, if that dog's got feathers, you might want to take it back in there.
It's just a zoo.
And you know, Linda just mentioned it, that, you know, besides the, you know, we're going to do a fire update here in a second, horrendous what was going on, but the animals. And so, you know, never even thought about how many you were going to be picking up.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I've had a crew out there since Saturday night at 11. I put that big rig you've seen that holds 40 dogs. That's up there in my horse trailer. And we go up there every day and night, and we're picking up everything we can. And we're moving it here. And these wonderful citizens who have ranches will come in and say, I can take a horse, I'll take a goat, whatever. And we're keeping track of where we found these animals, and trying to get them back to the owners when they get a chance to get back to their homes. So it's, this place is a, I hate to use the word, Carl, it's a zoo.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, you know, thank you so much for what you do. And, hey, you've got a show starting here in a couple of weeks.
We can't wait, Carl. The Animal Talk is going to be just fun for us and fun for everybody. And it'll be a good chance to really get to know us and talk to us and find out what we do and what we're capable of doing.
That's right. And we start that show next week.
So, Dr. Ray John, did you pick up more cats than dogs?
Linda, most of the rescues have been dogs so far. Captain, of course, is because she's just this wonderful, crazy lady. Captain went back in through the evacuation area and found the lady's cat. And only Captain could figure out how to get a cat that's terrified in fire to come to her. And she got one, and we reunited the family. But a lot of the cats are freaking out, so they just run away. Whereas the dogs want food, so we give them kibble and water, and they come running to us. So,
okay.
But it's been absolutely wild here, in the sense that we have way more animals than I've got capacity right now.
Well, maybe we can get a phone call on Friday and give us another update.
Okay, I'd be glad to.
You know, Dr. Ray John, thank you so much for what you did.
Hey, thanks, friends. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Take care.
Wow. Okay, and speaking of fire, 50-50 structures burnt, Bad Bob?
Yeah, that's we're getting reports on Ponderosa overnight. It grew over to almost 25,000 acres, 50% containment. The fire has developed at what they're calling a finger on the lower southeast side. That's put a whole new bunch of buildings in jeopardy. Fire crews working to stop the flame from crossing Highway 44. That's also worried that it may jump that's Highway 36. It may also jump Highway 44. Sheriff's office says they're not going to open 44 until that risk of fire is diminished somewhat. Lots of assets coming from all over the country to put this fire. This is the number one wildfire incident in the country right now, and it's still getting top billing.
Yeah, yeah, it's still on national news about this. And I mean, we've got how many? What, 2,500 firefighters out there?
That's according to the Cal Fire incident page. The rundown on equipment being put into the Ponderosa fire at this time. Yeah, we're looking at, let's see here, 50 structures confirmed destroyed, at risk, 200 residences, 10 commercial properties. Right now, 2,100 firefighters on scene, along with 278 engines, 11 helicopters, and 53 bulldozers. Basically, everything that they can spare at the national level. A couple of injuries to report, a couple of firefighters, minor injuries. Fortunately, no fatalities in the Ponderosa fire.
Great. Great. I heard there's a slight injury in that. Okay, we're going to take a break a little bit early. We have Patrick Jones here from the City Council. A lot of stuff happened at the City Council. Plus, the Board of Supervisors voted down the jail, taking the grant for $33 million. And you know what? As bad as it is right now with what's going on with the realignment, I just don't see how building a new jail and taking on $5 million a year worth of upkeep for it with this economy, how that can be a winner. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Well, baby left me. Will I find a new place to dwell?
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged Ridge View to play in the $10,000 Guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better
on the river.
On the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Well, that was half a roll.
What happened to the
My body had to finish the twitch.
Moving the show forward.
No.
You can Well, wait, you know what? Don't
like
even go there. Don't even go there. You screwed up. Just say it.
That's like good.
Go on, say it.
This is what it's
just
like.
Could have been a slower fade.
Yeah. Okay.
It could have been. That's like.
You know what? I'm having to pull my pants up here.
It's the
27th
of August. Yes, you're listening to KCNR 1460-722 here in the morning. It's currently 67 degrees. It feels more like 105 in the studios this morning. But anyway, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest this morning is Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thank you.
Big city council meeting
yes.
last night.
We had a lot going on. We were there till midnight last night, and so we had a lot of topics. We had a lot of issues. We had our mid-year budget review. We had Police Robert Paletti gave us a very good report, an excellent report on how hard our Reading Police Department is working.
Y'all did a good job with Rob Paletti, by the way.
He is a superb chief. We're lucky to have him. We're happy to have him, yep. And he's got a lot of work ahead of him, but he's ready for it. So.
Oh, he's your typical lieutenant colonel. He's got a mission, and guess what? He's going to complete that mission. He's going to bring his troops through it. But he is going to complete that mission.
He will. We're very happy to have him. We had a lot going on last night and a lot of issues, but I wanted to talk about two issues this morning that were very important to me and I think very important to the community. And the first one had to do with a simple flagpole request in front of the Shasta County Library. And I put that on the agenda for yesterday, and we took a vote on that, and that failed. And we had a lot of speakers come forward and talk about that. And I appreciate you being there last night as well, Carl.
I didn't speak on that one.
You
didn't
speak on that one.
But I tell you what, I go off and on to city council meetings, mainly off. And I've never spoken in front of the city council, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You know what? I know this is going to sound strange. You know, the fact is we couldn't come up with $7,000 in the city to put a flagpole up. And I thought about that, and you had two of your city council members say, you know, I will help raise money for this. Well, from what I understand, right after the meeting or during the meeting, somebody from Parks and Recreation came over and said they found some money. I don't know if you heard that or not. I mean, I don't know if that's just a rumor or or what?
Well, I think by at least having it on the agenda.
It raised consciousness. And we will, you know, KCNR will be, we will help. We'll jump into this one to help raise money for a flag and a flagpole at the library.
I think the bigger issue for me was that it wasn't a huge amount of money. We do have some discretionary money right now, believe it or not. We have recently sold a surplus piece of property that was donated to the city of Reading decades before, and so it didn't cost any taxpayers' dollars. So we had some discretionary money. We could have helped on that flagpole. Council Member Bassetti and myself supported that idea, did not move forward, so I was disappointed on that. The bigger topic concerning veterans last night was Senior Chief Rob Burles came forward with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center asking for help in their permitting process, their use permit, and the design and so forth of roads. And so we discussed at length about that project and how important that is here to us here in Northern California and to the veterans that are here. And
Rob was on the show yesterday talking about this.
Yes.
And this money all goes to $193,000 goes to fees and reports just to get this thing started. Almost $200,000, and it's not like it all goes to the city over fees. I mean, there's some that comes in.
Right. It's a small amount that actually would go to the city of Reading specifically for fees. But you have designs, road designs, you have preliminary designs, you have water delineation, you have a lot of different things in there. And it's actually covered very well in the staff report, and they presented a good report. You know, and for us here in Northern California, we support our veterans. And it was time for the city council to support the veterans here in Northern California, and specifically here in Reading. And again, if we didn't have the money, if we were completely broke, it would be understandable that, because I think everyone on the council supports veterans. But here was a chance to really step up, and we had discretionary funds, and we got it done. People came forward, and again, you came forward, Carl, and many other people came forward and spoke, and I think that pressure really does work. This is a political environment that we live in, and again, Council Member Bassetti and myself absolutely supported this project, and then Mayor Dickerson came forward and supported this project, and we were able to get that done at the before the vote. Council Member Sullivan did not support spending these kinds of funds, and Council Member MacArthur did not support it, but yet did change her vote right before the vote was actually taken. I consider this passing on a 3-2. I think come November people will remember that for those that are up for re-election. But we got it done, nevertheless, and we're going to be moving this forward.
Well, you know, I was the 2 dozen people that spoke. I was obviously the least eloquent of the whole group, including following a 12-year-old girl in who just blew the socks off everybody about why we need a museum. And she was absolutely right. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy building this museum, but we have to get, take that first start. We have to take that first step. And we're not going to get it in bake sales. It's going to take help and us working together with the city to build something this beautiful.
Well, we have a precedence of helping other organizations. Certainly, if you look around at Turtle Bay and Riverfront Playhouse, we have lots of organizations that we have helped with and have given hundreds of thousands, if not millions, to.
Yes.
So here was $193,000 that we had discretionary. It was time for the council to step up and do
the
right thing.
Yes, it was. They did the right thing. You know what? And we will not forget that. Chris McCandless is on the phone. Chris, we just got like about a couple of minutes here. Chris, good morning.
Okay.
You're on.
Yeah, I just wanted to say last night, Lieutenant Carl Bott, I'm a proud American because of you standing up for veterans of past and veterans of future for that museum, and God bless you. Patrick Jones, you are the man standing up for what is right in our county to preserve the history of our veterans. I just want to say God bless you both, and you guys are true warriors in my heart.
Well, thank you, Chris, because, you know, you also support veterans with everything in your heart, too, and we know that. And like I said, I was the least eloquent of 2 dozen people up there. I was just wanting to just as everybody else did, hoping to speak for other veterans and how we feel.
Well, Chris, thank you for the call, and thank you for the kind words. But, you know, it takes everybody. It takes lieutenant colonels. It takes majors. It takes lieutenants. It takes average citizens. And we have a lot of support here. And, you know, and for folks to come forward to speak on this issue, and the council did listen. And, you know, I didn't know whether this was going to move forward or not, and I took a chance. We put it on the agenda. It's a rare opportunity that we have an opportunity to have some spare money for a change. We know how tough it is. We have a lot of obligations, and we got this one done for the veterans.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about, Patrick? Because we need to take a break. We can swing you over to the other side for another 5 or 6 minutes. Why don't you stay?
Sure, I'll stay. You bet.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. After we have Patrick, then we're going to talk to Frank Strazzarino, who is the Chamber of Commerce around here for Reading. And, of course, after that, Judge Kara Beatty, when we're talking our final day on the meth, our series on methamphetamines and what it does to the North State and our cities around us.
We'll be right back after these special messages, KCNR 1460.
When the Fox Business Network, stock scaling back, opening losses after the National Association of Realtors reported a 2.3% rise in the sale of existing homes in July. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is down 68 to 13,203. The multi-billion dollar patent trial involving Apple versus Samsung is set to go to a jury today. That's after last-minute talks between the world's two biggest smartphone companies failed to reach a deal. Apple claims Samsung should pay it $2.5 billion for ripping off its iPhone and iPad technology, but Samsung says Apple should pay it $400 million for allegedly stealing its technology. Budweiser will remain the beer of choice for Major League Baseball for another 6 years. Bud's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, extended its more than 30-year sponsorship of MLB. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Elizabeth MacDonald.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated.
Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, coffee in the morning, icy drinks in the afternoon, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They got sales going on all the time. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco products in the city of Reading and surrounding areas, and vendors get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley have done so much out there with for our community with Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Patrick Jones is our guest here. We've held him over for another 5 or 6 minutes from the city council meeting. Okay, there's a couple of things you wanted to talk about.
Patrick. Yeah, I mean, besides, we had a very full council meeting last night, stayed up till midnight, and that's not uncommon for us sometimes. But there was another issue on there under city manager. It was 9.1A, and that was the adoption of our comprehensive land use plan for agencies within Shasta County, and this had to do with the City of Reading invoking coordination. And I tell you, this is such a important tool today moving forward to coordinate government-to-government coordination and holding some of these state and federal agencies at bay. It's a super important tool. And for some reason, some people still do not understand the basic concept. And in fact, all you have to do if you want to look at a government-to-government cooperation and coordination manual, you can go to BLM and they have documents right there just on that purpose. And it is something that all agencies have within their policies. And once again, we had an editorial yesterday morning from Record Searchlight, Bruce Ross, and he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it once again that we have a very important tool that we should not discount. We need every tool going forward to help our citizens out. We're going to have to fight for everything that we can moving forward. The next big battlegrounds, as we know, is water, and we're going to need every tool available. And this coordination, and for those people that really want to know more about it, Google Fred Kelly Grant. He understands the concept. He's used it many times throughout the western part of the United States. He's using it here in California right now. And the city of Reading now has invoked it, and we have land use plans in place so that we can modify and change that moving forward. We have a Shasta County Coordination Committee that's been working very hard. Those meetings are open to the public. That's on their website. And it's
who formed the committee?
The committee was formed after Fred Kelly Grant came into town, and it was just a group of concerned citizens, all types of different people. And I've been to several of the meetings. I know Gary Cad's been to quite a few of the meetings. Erin Ryan has been to many of the meetings. I think she's on the committee. And many other people have just simply come forward that saw the value of coordination, understood it, read the policies of state and federal agencies, and right there it says when they make a plan, they must coordinate that plan with a local governing body. So it's right in their own policies. For the life of me, why the editor of the newspaper cannot understand that and why we would want to discount that, I do not understand.
I think one of the things that Bruce wrote was that it was a self-appointed committee. Is that, and that some of them are developers, and that, and then who are they? I mean, that's just one of the things he said. But I think the other thing he said
he's selling papers, Carl.
Well, that could be. Well, you know, that could be. Well, that's their job.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You have a question for Patrick.
Good morning.
Yes, you're live.
Okay. I had a question for Patrick. Whenever a building permit comes up for any government agencies in this area, if there's not a flagpole, two of them, one for the American flag and one for the California flag, then it can't get approved.
And I do not know the policy and the protocol for a government building as it goes up.
But whether there's a policy for that or not, and I wouldn't dispute you, we should have an American flag in front of the library, the Shasta County Library, without question. We certainly have flags in front of City Hall, and we needed one in front of the library as well. And we had the money to do that last night. I was disappointed in council and my colleagues for not approving the money that we could have done. And you're probably right. And there's probably some exceptions, I don't know, but it shouldn't have happened. It just simply shouldn't have had to, you know, and I'm not putting blame on Shasta County for not putting the flagpole up at front, you know, at the beginning, but we had an opportunity to solve that problem. We just didn't do it.
Yeah, well, the other thing is somebody ought to go through the drawings, make sure there wasn't one already in the drawings, and somebody just didn't get it up.
I agree. Well, I thank you for your call. And
Yeah, Jim, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. What was the other thing? Because we got to run here.
Well, lastly,
because we got another guest.
I appreciate you having me on.
Oh
Carl.
No! You know what? With the city council, we there's a lot of important things that happened last night.
And
there's
cause for celebration for what happened last
yes,
night.
Yes, absolutely.
Very big.
The community appreciates what you did. You and Rick Bassetti and Dick Dickerson.
It was a good night, and you know we had probably 15 items. Most of those items passed. The only item that did not pass last night on the regular calendar was that flagpole.
Yeah.
Believe it or not,
yeah.
I just wanted to finish up with saying that Chief Paletti, you know, our number one concern right now is crime, and he is working hard on that issue. He's working with the Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Bazinko. We're trying to come up with solutions to this problem.
They are, and we got one, while we got you here, there's another question about the flagpole. Ann, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a quick fix for the flagpole. If we were all willing to maybe fly the French flag above the U.S. flag, we could probably get the McConnell Foundation to fund it immediately.
You know, why don't we go to the Mexican consulate? I bet they'd put up a flagpole for us if we just promised to fly the Mexican flag somewhere around there.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, the city of Reading, thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
You know, we have donated $10,000. I made a request years ago for $10,000 for the Enterprise Lions flag, and we've done similar things out at IGO. It's just the right thing to do if you're patriotic, proud American. You want that flag up. This was not a lot of money. We had the money. It didn't get done. I am pretty sure now it will get done.
I'm pretty sure it will be too. Now here's one last thing, and other people said it. This is a beautiful flag. I don't, you know, until we get the flagpole up, I think we can just stick, we can put a something on the building itself above the ground where people can't vandalize it, as somebody pointed out. I think it was Missy. In fact, it was a good idea. And so now we can put the flag out. We just bring it in the evening and put it back again until we get that flagpole up. Anyway.
Well, I don't know if Missy had a lot of good good ideas.
Well, Missy, that was a good idea from Missy.
And it was a good idea, but she didn't support that raising of that flag. I am disappointed with that vote. Her one vote could have moved that flagpole forward and got it done. Voters may want to think about that come November.
Well, like I said, Missy had an idea for that, and the final vote was 3-2 against it. But I think we can get, you know, something like this, we can get this up quick. Patrick Jones, city council member, thank you very much. And we're going to take a quick break. We come back with Frank Scazzarino from the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking about this new app they have that's going to tell everybody that where the big sales are. We can get discounts.
Really
everything. It's big. It's it's good.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Gosh, you know, it's another, 67 degrees. It's probably a little bit hotter than that right now. But it's going to be hazy today. And, you know, we were talking about the fires. And the thing about, one of the things about the fires is I just saw this morning before I got to work is that Governor Brown was calling out the National Guard. I'd be interested to see what happens with that. Frank Strazzarino.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. Great to be here. You did a nice job. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Good to hear about those veterans. We love them, too.
Well, you know what? It was a good vote. It was, you know, this was the kind of thing. This was for the fees and permits. $193,000, and the money stays right here in town. They're going to do all the people that are doing the reports and all that, all local people. Local businesses, and then of course the fees go right back into the city.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's being outsourced like RE's doing with other jobs.
And Rob has put so much sweat equity into this; it's unbelievable. What an incredible man!
Rob's done a hell of a job, but he's got a group of volunteers around him that are just that believe in the vision. So anyway, but you've got something here that is brand new for the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm quite excited about it.
Well, it's good for everybody, really. It's good for the consumer. It's going to be good for the chamber members. It's going to be good for the city. We think if there's more money coming in, there's more things they can do. You know, the dollars that come in do pay for police, fire services, our parks, our roads. So we eternally talk about shop writing, support your community. But then at the same time, for the younger demographic or the people using the smartphones, the iPhones, the Androids, and really now everybody using those, we're trying to
you
make
can get apps on almost any phone.
They're every place.
And Verizon's opening up a 4G. They're opening 4G.
Excellent. So this is the way it's going. So, you know, we've in the past had coupons and we've had pictures and we've talked to people about shopping. And now we're going to make it easy. It's right on your phone. All you got to do is download this app, and you can save money on deals all around to tires, nail salons, food, 10% off, 15% off. Round Table Pizza has a deal right now today. So anybody in the community, not just chamber members and business owners, 90,000 people in Reading, 185,000 people in the county, virtually a tourist driving through that has a problem with tires, a person wants to find a Mary's Pizza Shack because they've been to the one in Sonoma, somebody that likes Round Table doesn't know, can click on this. They can find out where Roundtable is, the map will direct them, see their website, see the 10% discount, and they could use it. So we've got a ton of people offering these discounts.
Well, we're going to be jumping on this and offering a discount to people that want to use this app and that want to advertise on the fastest-growing radio stations. around here?
Absolutely. They should, and they should take advantage of that. It's a great thing. And so really now for the consumers, they just have to get on there and download. Just go to the store or what you call is Chamber app, C-H-M-B-R, Chamber app. You could also put in Greater Reading Chamber, but leave out the vowels, Chamber app. It's real easy to load, like all the apps. It takes, 40 seconds. And then suddenly, and you can see all the different savings on food, nails, pizza, tires, ice cream, you name it, it's right on there.
How many businesses are on it right now?
We have about 120 right now on it, and more coming, and people are still getting used to it. We've had to explain to the merchants what a great opportunity this is, and at first, because it's open up to everybody, but suddenly they said, wow, you mean they can find my business that way. So when you go to the search part of it, you type in pizza, tires, nails, consulting, advertising, radio, and then you get the companies that are offering the discounts. And again, they're eligible for everybody there. And what it's really designed to do is help the consumer shop here, keep their dollars local. It drives more business to you. And then also for those taxable sales, it brings in more revenue for the city of Reading. So it's a win for everybody, and it's a big savings. People are trying to stretch their dollars, and this is exactly how they can do it.
Well, I think it's a great idea. The fact is that the printed media is slowly, becoming less of a force.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that. Record Searchlight knows that. Yellow Pages knows that. Everybody knows that. People, as time goes by, become much more aware of electronics. And the fact is that these apps that they can get shows that, where am I going to, I'd like to get instead of a coupon, which some people don't get, they don't get coupons.
Right. I used to be, I'm kind of a coupon person, and you know what? That's old school.
I'm not a coupon person.
Some get them in the mail, some you have to cut them out. This way, it's right there. So if you're down sitting near at Olmsted, say, hey, wait a minute, maybe they're on here. All you got to do is hold that up to the person checking in your order, and they do a great barbecue job and show it, and suddenly you get 10% off your meal instantaneously.
You just have to show it to them, in other words. That's how it is. You just bring it up on your phone.
Bring it on the phone, and it's right there. All the different deals are right there, and I know our listening audience can't see what I'm doing.
Can't see it, but we're going to talk about it. We've got to take a break. We're going to talk about how you can get the app one more time, how you can download it.
Great.
And like you said, over 100 and what?
Over 120 people are on it.
120
and more
businesses
coming.
Right
we're
now.
Signing them up daily, and virtually any chamber member, we have 100, I think we have 925 chamber members. Any one of them that is not on there can get on there this morning almost instantly.
All right. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are having a sale on barbecue bottles with propane. But come on by and fill them up. With everybody going to the lakes, stop by for race fuel and ethanol-free 93 for all the boats and motorcycles. We're starting to deliver kerosene into the mountains, so call in now and get on the schedule before winter gets here and the price goes up. We have bulk oil, and our containers are yours. Everything from bar oil for chainsaws to shake oil for fences, hydraulic, AWF, and motor oils, and lots of synthetics. So come on in and let us show you how we can save you some money. Northern Lights Energy, for home, farm, and ranch deliveries. We're in Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2100. 9696. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 On the Spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 70 degrees and smoky outside, and it's 70 degrees going up to 96 or 98 today. That's why you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. Linda and I had lunch yesterday with the owner, Martin. Hey, wasn't that a good time?
He's fun. He's fun. He's a Harley guy.
Not only that, but
he and his wife.
He started his business 20 years ago. I mean, that's just because you start 20 years ago, but his work ethics and that, and we're going to have him on one day because to talk about just training people in this job. But Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they are there to help you keep your home cool. Keep the smoke out of your home. Give them a call, 221-2642. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. Quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to repair. They're going to do emergency calls for you and just routine maintenance to keep that air conditioning system going. Again, Alliance Heating and Air, good people, 221-2642. Our guest, Frank Strazzarino. We're talking apps. And while we were waiting, in between, Bob just scanned it in.
Really?
Yeah, if you have an iPhone with the scan application, and that's free from the iTunes store, you can then, when you see these little checkerboard things called QR codes, you hold the camera in front of that, it locks it in, and then takes you to the appropriate website. It's rather than having to type in all those letters on the little tiny keyboard, it's a fast way to find out more information. And they're becoming a lot more ubiquitous on displays, museums. It's a really neat technology.
So basically, you pull it up on your computer, and you put your iPhone in front of it and click it, and then it puts it stores it in your phone.
Well, it can be printed on any piece of paper, a poster, museum placards, wherever. And you can scan barcodes in a grocery store and do some comparison shopping, too.
Well, I'm holding a piece of paper here that says, where are the best deals in Reading? On your phone. That's right, for the best deals in town with a Chamber app. This is the easy use iPhone and Android app showing amazing deals. Now, Frank is sitting here, and I've got his pad and his iPhone. And I think you pulled up, like, what are the best deals today? Like, if you're driving around town and you pulled up deals, it was 15% off at Round Table. And then other
15% at Round Table. And then we do have a 70% off at one of our glass companies is offering that. It's a Sunblocker. So they vary 10, 15, 20%. Sometimes it's a 2-for-1 deal.
70% off?
Yeah. That'd be under Sunblockers if you look under that one. And there's a search engine on this where you can find it. So there's tons of great deals on here. The idea, again, shop Reading, support your local community,
absolutely,
visit your merchants, and now you can save money. And I was explaining to Carl earlier, instead of just having this for the chamber members only, the 900, or just their employees, the whole town, 90,000 people, 185,000 in the county, tourists driving through now can find Mary's Pizza Shack because there's a map on the program. They can find Round Table Pizza. They can find all types of wonderful restaurants. Their tires go out. They can get it there. They need a mechanic. Everything is there. Bob mentioned the QR code, and that does work, and we'll have that on our banners, posters, flyers. But if you don't have a QR code in front of you, just type in Chamber app. Leave out the vowels, C-H-M-B-R app. It'll get you right to it. You install it. It takes 40 seconds, and you can go down and have breakfast at Park Marina on Jimmy's down there and save 15% right now on a spectacular omelet.
See, this is what I'm loving right here. You have the daily deals.
Yes.
So let's say someone's at home, and they... watching their pennies, really watching their pennies,
sure,
as we all are.
Yeah.
And they go, you know, I need to, instead of getting in your car and kind of going to where you think, you know, to get your tires or the oil change or whatever that is,
right,
at that particular point, you click on the daily deals, and that particular day, you may, like, change your whole idea of where you're going, because that daily deal could save you $25.
The daily deal is a big deal. And it's only a one-day deal. There's all the 120 that I mentioned, and there's more coming. The daily deal is something that's designed to kind of knock your socks off. That's really spectacular.
Yeah.
I gave the example of somebody that was going to have a wedding banquet, and all of a sudden we had a runway bride. She took off. So now we've got a restaurant that's got 200 chicken dinners ready to serve. So they ought to put a two-for-one deal on there, and so suddenly you get two things. So it's designed, or same thing for the auto bay where they don't have anybody showing up for an oil change. Ryan Denham at SJ Denham's got a sale right now going on every day for oil change or for dental hygienist, three customers. So you could put a very, very special deal on there just for that day. And you could be a little bit reckless with it. We are kind of walking some of the merchants through getting on the edge, taking a risk, doing something special. You have to spend money to make money. But at the same time, it is absolutely free to chamber members. You just put any deal you want on there. You don't like your deal anymore, you just change it. The members have complete control. I was showing Carl a sheet of the six steps that any owner can put on there. It takes a few minutes to get through it. It's very easy. We're putting a video on YouTube that explains exactly how to do it step by step. For the slow learners like me, it walks you through it. So anything we could do to help the business community, we're doing.
Chamber app, and that's the way you get this. This is great, Frank, and we're gonna we'll talk more about this and have you all roll through again.
Great.
Okay. Gosh, it's been
we're
a fast
flying
morning.
Through here. Good stuff.
Third day, our methamphetamine on our series on methamphetamines, and we will be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Thanks,
KCNR,
Frank.
1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. America's red ink is going to get deeper. Already nearly $16 trillion in the hole. Our debt's going to keep growing. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has a new deficit estimate live in Washington.
Well, for a fourth straight year, the Congressional Budget Office predicting the annual deficit to top $1 trillion, $1.1 trillion to be exact, for fiscal year 2012. The CBO also says it expects the economy to continue recovering at only a modest rate and projects annual growth at just a little more than 2%. As for a long-term forecast, the Budget Office warns that's hard to do since Congress is still deadlocked on what to do about expiring tax cuts in widespread spending cuts. Dave.
Jared, the Republicans keep blaming President Obama for all the debt. Mitt Romney's running mate campaigning in Virginia this morning.
We're going to give you the clear choice of two futures. Do you want the Opportunity Society, the American idea with the safety net, or do you want Barack Obama's welfare state with a debt crisis?
Paul Ryan later goes to North Carolina as Romney rallies in Iowa. The president, who says his rivals want to favor the rich at the expense of the middle class, will be in Nevada and the New York City. A new AP poll has the race a virtual tie. There's a tropical storm in the Caribbean that Floridians need to watch closely. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, tropical storm Isaac could grow into a hurricane tomorrow. The Lesser Antilles are starting to get rained on today. Puerto Rico already has hurricane warnings posted. The forecast track has Isaac strengthening and fluctuating, but making a run for the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Cuba, then quite possibly to South Florida's coastline by early Monday. Some models show Isaac drenching much of the Florida Peninsula. Others have it turning away and heading towards the Carolinas. Trailing Isaac is another storm system, which just became Tropical Depression 10, Dave.
Evan, more Americans need moving vans. Previously owned home sales rose more than 2% in July. On Wall Street, the Dow down 55. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-921-8060. That's 1-800-921-8060.
A man accused of emailing a threat to President Obama is due in court in Seattle today.
The FBI intercepted the email and worked with police in Washington State to assist in the arrest of Anton Cagliari. Kathy Schrock with the Federal Way Police saying the suspect was armed.
When he opened the door, he was armed with a shotgun. And during that initial contact, the gun was actually brandished, so it was on its way up from to being pointed.
Local police and the Secret Service confiscated two guns. A bomb squad was also called in. No explosives were found, but at least one more weapon was, along with ammunition. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A former bus monitor in upstate New York, infamously bullied by middle school students in a video seen on YouTube, is establishing an anti-bullying foundation with some of the money, $700,000 in donations that have come into her since the video was posted. British royalty exposed.
Prince Harry finding out the hard way that what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. Officials at Harry's palace here in London, St. James's Palace, have confirmed the pictures are real. They show Harry naked apart from a necklace and a wristband, partying with an equally naked woman in a hotel suite. Royal sources saying it was supposed to be a private party. Prince Harry is known as a party animal here, but he could now face a talking to when he returns to his job with the British Army. And it's likely to make for an interesting conversation the next time Harry catches up with his grandmother, the Queen. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
If you break into LL Cool J's house, beware. The rapper who plays a special agent on TV's NCIS Los Angeles confronted an intruder at his LA home early this morning, then held him for police to arrest. The suspect had bruises and was busted. LL Cool J was not hurt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, August the 22nd. Our lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in our chat room. That's where you get into our chat room. And, gosh, Angel and Jimmy, just saw Jimmy just hopped in there, and Elizabeth, and, of course, John's back from Washington State.
Welcome back.
Now, you know, Linda, what's the weather today? Because we have Ross Bell. As soon as you finish the weather, he's with our air quality board, and he's going to talk to us about that.
It's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have areas of smoke today with temperatures around 98 tonight. Areas of smoke, of course, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tonight looks like we're going to be around 65 degrees. Looking forward to hearing this next caller. Let's go to the phones. Ross, good morning and welcome. You're live on the air here at KCNR 1460.
Oh, good morning. Good to be here.
Now, you head up our air quality group right here in the county of Shasta, is that right?
Yes. Yes, that is.
And we've been getting questions from people, and I'm sure you must be getting hundreds of questions about the air quality right here in Shasta County.
Yes, people have been calling in for the last few days, especially since the smoke is hitting the valley now.
So what can you tell us, Ross? About, you know, what's going on. I know you've got meters out there and you're adding more or monitoring devices.
Yes, we have a monitor in Anderson that we run continuously for particulate matter. That one's at in downtown Anderson, and it's currently showing on our district website as a moderate air quality for particulate matter. We also have monitors for ozone in Shasta Lake City and in Redding. And we're currently in the process of setting up monitors in Burney and Fall River Mills.
Now, I know that if you go to the Shasta County website and into your portion of it there in the air quality, then they can click on other, like you just said, they can start checking the air quality in our areas around here. Now, the smoke won't necessarily, except down in Anderson, register on our monitors here, but that's what you're. That's why you're putting up these new monitors. Is that correct?
Yes. With the fires to the east of Redding, the areas of Bernie and Fall River Mills have been impacted, so we've been able to get some portable monitors installed, and looks like the Bernie one is coming online, and the Fall River one should be showing up on our map here shortly.
Now, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, right now there isn't enough data to fully register, but it does look like it'll be moderate in those two areas today too.
Okay. Now I know people were concerned that there of the big marijuana plantations going up and meth houses exploding that this might have a serious or a detrimental effect on our air quality. But when you and I talked yesterday, it was you didn't really see that happening.
Well, that would be pretty impossible to detect or discern any of that that type of combustion going on when a forest fire does rage on. It'll typically emit about 1,000 pounds an acre of ash into the air, and so there's a lot of pollution that comes off the water.
1,000 pounds of ash per acre.
Yes.
So if we've had 25,000 acres, I mean, this is going to have, I never realized it was that much. 1,000 pounds of ash that goes in, pollutants go up into the air for every acre burned.
Yes, yeah, of particulate matter, and a forest fire will also emit volatile organic compounds and oxides of nitrogen, too.
Wow. Well, you know what? We really, really appreciate this, Ross, this update on our air quality and what you're doing there with our trying to monitor it and keep it so we can tell our citizens. And we're going to call you again and get another update from you, if that's okay, at a couple of various times here in the next week.
All right. That sounds real good, Carl.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for calling, Ross. And Ross Bell, and you head up to what, the air quality, is it the division or?
Shasta County Air Quality Management District.
Okay.
And it's a Division of Resource Management.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Ross.
Ross, thank you so much for your phone call.
We need to go to our Market Minute here with, of course, one of our favorite persons who brings us up to date, and that's Josh Wiley with our Wells Fargo advisor. What's happening, Josh?
Well, good morning. Stocks are slightly lower this morning ahead of the release of the minutes from the August Fed meeting. Currently, the Dow's down 53 points at 13,150, while the Nasdaq's down 3 at 3,063, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,409. Oil's up 23 cents at $97.07 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.85%. Gold's down $1.20 this morning at $1,641, while silver's down 4 cents at $29.46 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Microsoft's down 15 cents at $30.67, Apple's up $3.81 at $659.83, while Kimberly-Clark's down 17 pennies at $84 even. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. They give us the best advice about what's happening at Wall Street. If anybody can keep track of it, it's Josh and the crew from the Wells Fargo Advisors with their Market Minute. Go on down and see Josh and the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We've got our judge has entered the studio. We're going to come back and talk meth. Amphetamines, and our last day of our 3-day series of methamphetamines and the impact on Shasta County and our cities. We'll be right back.
I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain, I am.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on
on the river.
Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun.
Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m.
Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool.
Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings.
Walk away a winner.
For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I like that roll.
Yeah.
Woo.
Carl and Bott, 8:15 in the morning, August the 22nd. It's around 70 degrees out there. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live, of course, at KCNR1460.com. That's why John Dixon, when he was up in Washington State, could join us because he was listening to us on his computer and joining us in the chat room. And he's back in town now. We got Jimmy and Angel and, gosh, just everybody's in there. You know, we're starting our final day here on, at least for this time, on methamphetamines, its impact on Shasta County. We've talked to law enforcement yesterday or day before yesterday on Monday. And the district attorney, and then we talked yesterday with people that were in the treatment side of it, the chemical people, the health and human services with the drug addiction, drug and alcohol, the ROC, which is a small facility, takes care of six people, and then one of the people that has graduated from the Addicted Offender Program. So today we're finishing up with probably kind of like the centerpiece of this with Judge Kara Beatty. And good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. And you head up the Addicted Offender Program and a couple other programs
right.
for the county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But first, we want to get to know who you are.
Well, let's see. I started out as a prosecutor in Orange County in 1983, and I prosecuted cases in Orange County, Humboldt County in 1986, and I came to Shasta County in 1990. I specialized in drug prosecutions for many years. In fact, I was probably one of the larger scale MNVP prosecutors, which is Major Narcotics Vendor Program prosecutors. We would bring in various contingencies from Butte County in particular, where there are a lot of meth labs, and we have one overt act here in Shasta County, and I would prosecute those cases as conspiracies. Years ago in the 90s, when I was a prosecutor, they used to have a chemical supply company, I should say, here in Shasta County. A lot of people don't know that, but they used to sell methylamine out of these supply companies, and that was one of the major precursors.
This is a legitimate chemical company. Is that?
It was legitimate until, of course, it's kind of like Breaking Bad, the movie Breaking Bad, where they were selling to drug users. And so basically it was ousted. And the law changed in California, too. So things like that could not be sold without regulation.
So, Judge Beatty, I'm sure many people would like to hear, as you were going through law school, and where did you go to law school?
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara. When did you, was this a calling? When you were going through studying law, where was it that you went, this is my niche. I fit here.
Well, I started out actually working with the public defender's office in the juvenile division. I was assisting, you know, doing your typical working for free during the summer kind of internship. And it was really problematic for me because I felt kind of bad. I mean, you see these juvenile offenders that commit these horrific crimes. And when you see these sad kids raised by sad families who have no idea as to how to develop a moral focus for these kids, you just see what's going to be happening with their lives. And frankly, I was just completely unable to deal with that too long. And then the next summer, I went over to start working with the prosecutor's office, and I felt much stronger over there because we were dealing with adults primarily and dealing with major crimes, and I felt real good about the manner in which the office in Santa Clara was handling these types of offenses. So I went directly from law school to apply in Orange County, which is where I was residing, and got a job directly with the Orange County DA's office. Actually, it's funny because there are three judges here in town who started out in the Orange County District Attorney's Office. We've got nine judges, and three of our nine judges came from the Orange County District Attorney's Office.
Well,
I like Orange County.
Well, yeah, so do I. I used to live in Orange County. But how did you get up here then?
Well, fortuitously in my life, you know how things take you. You get married, and then you get divorced, and you kind of end up someplace. This is where I ended up. And, you know, thank God for that. As it turned out, I don't, you know, in terms of how I developed my views about drugs, I can tell you that as a prosecutor, I used to say, once a crankster, always a crankster. Once a doper, always a doper. There is no such thing as rehabilitation. I didn't believe it. And then when I became a commissioner, starting to work for families, I would go in and I would see that there would be these great fathers that were dopers, and these really lousy fathers that were doctors and lawyers and specialists and professionals. And I would think to myself, holy cow, you've got these great dads that are simply dopers, and they would do whatever they could for their kids. And you just see that 10 years worth of observing the differences in people, the irrelevancies of what we do for a living, and basically the bottom line of what our moral standard is. So in going to the Addicted Offender Program, that's what you see. You see the depth of desire of people that want to free themselves from drugs, and you see them weighing and balancing each day of their lives.
Okay, this is fascinating, but we have to take a break here. Judge Kara Beatty is our guest, heads up our Addicted Offender Program, and you've just said two things that were just really, I think, fascinating. That it's not the job or your
profession.
Thank you. Profession that you're in, that, you know, that makes for good fathers and good mothers and all this. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
You've heard me say this quite often.
As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Shasta County Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Brazil on Saturday, September 8th at the Holiday Inn in Reading. Taste of Brazil is a unique evening featuring Brazilian cuisine, beverages, entertainment, and live and silent auctions. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects at the Shasta Public Libraries in Reading, Anderson, and Burney. The public is invited to come enjoy this fabulous event. To reserve your seat or table now, call 246-0146 or go to www.shastalibraryfoundation.org for more information.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is exciting. Carl,
yeah, you know, we're talking to Judge Kara Beatty, and great stories here, and some fascinating facts. She heads up the Addicted Offender Program, and also you have a lot to do with it. You head up the Proposition 36?
Yeah, and here's a good story about Prop 36. This is mandated by the state of California, and what it does or what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to provide first-time offenders, people that have just simple possession cases and their felonies, an opportunity to get drug rehab. And if they do go through this drug rehab and successfully complete a drug program, then they can withdraw their plea and have the case dismissed. So that's kind of the concept behind Prop 36, to give them a free new reign. You're a citizen again, you can vote, all those things. However, we're about the only county right now that is actually enforcing this law and has Prop 36 because of the cost. It's not being funded by the state anymore. But we happen to have one of the best district attorney's offices and public defender's offices. And Ben Hanna, the assistant or the senior deputy district attorney, who I think was here.
Yeah, he was on Monday.
Okay.
And Ben is. What?
He goes out of his way to handle what normally would be the probation officer's job by telling me how these people are doing on the program. He spends his time. So I have to commend our DA, Steve Carlton, and Ben Hanna, because these guys know that this is important stuff. And then we have Tim Pappas from the Public Defender's Office. I know he was going to try to be here, but he's in trial. Jeff.
Yeah, we were expecting that, but that's okay. Tim's been on the show before.
Yeah, and these guys know this stuff. We as a team, thankfully, we have this great hands-on collegial team. We work together. We come on shows like this in order to let folks know what's going on out there in terms of recovery, how important it is for people to actually hire folks that may be going through drug rehab. That's such an important concept.
One of our guests yesterday, Michael, was talking about being hired, and your program offers, you offer things that other employers don't. I mean, if they hire somebody from your program, a graduate from your program, you just don't abandon them right there.
Right. Well, first of all, they're still on probation typically after they graduate, and so very rarely we'll have somebody that will actually blow it after graduation, but it does happen. But they're monitored, and they're testing. So when we talk about hiring somebody that's on the Addicted Offender Program, an employer has a person that's required to come in and report regularly to his probation officer, to meet with a counselor, to test regularly and without notice. So any day of the week, they're required to come in at maybe 2-3 times a week, depending on the circumstances, and test. So as a result, these employers are getting people that are probably better qualified, better situated as an employee than the regular citizenry out there who are not drug tested.
Well, we met a gentleman yesterday, and it was really, actually the three out of the four were saying that they were
you know, former addicts. And the one gentleman that was on was with this program with a business here, and we commend businesses that do that. And you said something at the break that I think is pretty powerful, that I think people listening right now that think, oh, I can't hire somebody if you've had a drug problem. I can't if you have like you've graduated and you know that you're being drug tested and you have to go through, again, what is it you have to go through?
Several stages of the program. You have stage one would be typically some sort of incarceration. And then phase two would be you're going, you know, at least 2-3 times a week to counseling, and you're coming to court each week. And so you're dealing with the judge, and the judge is smacking you upside the head if you're not doing things correctly. And then you're moving along in your progress to phase three, which is every other week. And then phase four, you're ready to graduate. And so people go through these stages of the Addicted Offender Program. But what we see, and this is what you were speaking about in terms of employers, is we've got these people out there like Chuck Burge. He owns a lot of these pizza places, Round Table Pizzas, and Eureka Way. This guy hires our folks. And as a result of hiring our folks, they are great employees for him. We have Tobacco and Brew. We have
love it.
Various
he's been
entities.
A sponsor of ours from the very beginning.
Oh, and they're great folks.
Yes,
they are. Wonderful folks.
Absolutely.
The girls at Tobacco and Brew, they work their buns off.
And they are all virtually Addicted Offender graduates.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Joe and Shelley, you know, it's one of the other things that Joe and Shelley do for our community that people never even know about. But then also S.J. Denham and hiring people from the program there.
Right.
And we've only got a minute left before we do the break here. You're a strong on this program. You believe this program works.
I know it works. I've seen it work. When we come back from the break, what I'd like to do, if you allow me to, is tell the story that I like to tell the best of all, and it's involving a kid. You know, and it's the hardest thing of all to take a kid in his 19, 20 years of age and see rehabilitation in that kind of young man.
Okay, so. We'll do that as soon as we get back from the break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Judge Kara Beatty, who heads up the Addicted Offender Program and also the Proposition 36 program, and believes in the rehabilitation. We don't have any room to lock him up. Let's fix him.
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A growing storm apparently heading for Florida.
Tropical Storm Isaac will be running over the Lesser Antilles today and could be dumping horrible weather on Puerto Rico tomorrow as a hurricane. After that, it will head off to Haiti.
We're expecting it to track near the northern coast of Cuba Friday and into the weekend.
National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangiolosi, their official prediction has it off the coast of Miami early Monday.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown.
Tampa is now inside the far end of their forecast range.
That's where the RNC holds its convention next week. And the former upstate New York school bus monitor, whose videotaped bullying spurred donations from around the world, may be retired, but she is working on something new. Using 100,000 of the more than 700,000 she received in donations to start her own anti-bullying foundation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for New Floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Surprise, we have some questions coming in from the chat room that we're going to get to in a minute, but this portion of the show is brought to you by... just got you right off guard.
Cypress Barber...
You're looking at me.
I know. I'm sorry. It's brought today by Crown Motors, Riding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. You know what? If you're going to buy a car or a vehicle, a new or used, buy it right here in town. Riding Crown Motors, it's where your neighbors giving you great deals, and they take great care of your vehicles. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Riding Crown Motors, great people doing great work for our city.
Then you can go across the street to Cypress Square Barbershop and get your haircut. Why not do it all at once?
You can. Man's last stronghold. And you know what? It's, take a step back in time, get a haircut, discounts for veterans and seniors. And after saying the same thing for 3 years, I forgot.
That's all right. Hey, our guest is Judge Carabati, and we are talking about the Addicted Offended Program. One of the questions that we've had from the chat room is
Recidivism.
Thank you.
Easy for you.
I was
going to
say recidivism. So anyway, yes.
You did. Anyway.
All right.
So the question is, how many folks go back to using drugs? Actually, we have a pretty darn good recidivism rate in terms of people that do not reoffend. And that would be 70% of the folks on the program do not reoffend. And that's compared to other forms of probation.
That's a good statistic.
Very good statistic.
That is a good.
We're very proud of it.
And one question before we get into your story, we want to talk. And by the way, we always talk about what happens on breaks and how we just break up. If you, you think of judges as being very somber people in those dark robes up there, and
they are.
Well, of course they are. But Judge Beatty, you are a hoot. I mean, and I say that in the best sense. She is somebody.
You.
She gets in here talking about this. She is so, you're so fired up about what you do, and you just. It's a pleasure to see that, somebody that's not jaded after doing this for a long time.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not jaded, only on some things.
Okay.
Not on this.
Somebody said, is there meth hotspots in town?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Just ask a regular RPD officer about that.
There's one motel here that had 400 calls for one motel from RPD.
You know, that was one thing that I had wished the prosecution had gone forward on back in the 90s when it was much easier to seize assets that were traceable to the sales of controlled substances. Back in the old days, you could seize buildings or homes or anything at all, like an apartment complex or like a hotel that was being used primarily for the use or sale of controlled substances. They could have done away with a lot of Capri-type entities way back then. And they still can, actually. It's harder. But I think that should be a focus, and I think that that would be something that all the citizens would stand behind.
Absolutely. You know, 400 calls in this time and day. And, realignment has led to a lot of problems, but we've discussed that in many different issues on that. But you have a story you wanted to tell.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that there are probably some of the folks from the program that are listening to this story, and they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. But there was this punk kid when I was doing juvenile court, and so I had him in the juvenile drug court. And he gave me his song and dance and how he was going to recover and all this stuff. And he had written me this poem, and he was in custody, blah, blah, blah. It was a great poem. So I said, okay, Lucas, I'm going to go ahead and let you out of custody because I'm convinced that you're telling me the truth. And, of course, the moment he got out of custody, boom, he's in the wind. He's gone for about a year or so, and we finally pick him up. And I had him stand in the Shasta County Jail for about 8 months of his life because I could do it at that time. Several years later, he's now an adult. He now picks up felonies. And this is a kid who was raised by, he's a good, decent man, but a man that was an alcoholic, and his mother was not in the picture. And so when you're in your 20s, you don't find yourself in a position where you can really get it together. But nonetheless, this kid got it together. He got it together to such a degree. First of all, his father is no longer an alcoholic because he wanted to be supportive of his kid. So he hasn't had a drink during the time that his kid's been on the program. But what I find to be absolutely incredible is he's received a job. He's now a supervisor of individual men that work for a local business. And I wish I could remember the name of that business because this business has just completely been behind this young man. Now to the point that they want to ship him over to Florida so that he can start up a new office for their company. And this is a boy that 3 years ago, you would never believe in a million years could ever get past being a doper or a criminal. And his whole life has turned around. He's got to this daughter. He's a father. He's a great father. You got to see the way he looks at his kid. It's one of these endearing stories that touch your heart. There are some things in life that really touch your heart, and that's one of those things.
And I guess that keeps you from getting jaded, Judge.
That's
when
right.
When you see that. You only need one like that. You know,
one once in a while is all it really means. I mean, that's what you do, right? That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that there. This is that whole thing you think about the spirit, the human spirit. What is it about the individual spirit? Because some people say that person, some people will make a call and say, that person is just evil and rotten to the core.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some kind of glimmer. A glimmer
mm-hmm.
in the programs that you guys do, and I'm thinking your position, you've got to look for the glimmer. Find the glimmer of hope and then help to spring forth the seed of that hope.
Right. Well, you talked to some of the folks that, you know, have gone through this program, some of our committee members, like I think you talked to Kim McKinney, right, from Shasta County Alcohol and Drug?
Yes.
She's one of our folks. We'll all get together and talk about the characteristics of the individual that's before us as to whether or not they're going to be stalwarts within the program. And we all debate it because we're looking for somebody that really is ready. We're not going to be wasting our time on somebody that's not ready. They can go through other drug programs or they can go to jail and come back and when they're ready, start the program. But we're looking for folks that are ready because we've got resources, we've got entities in the county, like not just the entity you're talking about with the Rock, but we also have Visions of the Cross. We have the Empire Program. We have different facilities that will take these folks and give them that off time 30 days drug-free that we can't sometimes get from the jail. So as a result, we have these entities that will help us get them through that first initial period where they need to get that drug out of their system and become regular again.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. You know, again, I am so happy that we waited to the third day to have you on, Judge, because you kind of tie it all together here, everything that's going on. And you know what? And you're right, a 70% success rate
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a 20% success rate.
Right.
I mean, my goodness, if we had that in everything,
right.
we wouldn't have the jail overcrowded
that's right.
right now. Okay, we'll be right back. Judge Kara Beatty is our guest. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas. One by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat? Cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Redding Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest.
The Masters Matter.
Yeah, our guest is Judge Kara Beatty, and she's heading up the, excuse me, Addicted Offenders Program, of course, and then Proposition 36, also to do with drugs. Judge, you've only got a few minutes here because you're due back in court. You wanted to talk about the
Johansson and your program that you've got.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as to the Addicted Offender Program, one of the most important elements to it is that these folks remain with our alumni and hang out with those people that they can gather support from.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, what can lead to the disaster of reoffending is that they go back to hang out with their old buds where their old buds are still doing drugs and the temptations come too strong. Mm-hmm. However, that's why we really reinforce the alumni. And in January, we had a really great turnout for our addicted offender graduation, and among the attendees was Senator Johansson. And out of the blue, he called me and asked me what he could do to assist the alumni. And I had to get an ethics opinion as to whether or not could do this. But what he ultimately ended up doing was contributing $5,000 to a fund. And in July of this year, for the first time, we gave the Alumnus of the Year Award to Angela Blaylock. Next time you have the program, Angela's a great story. She was the Alumnus of the Year for the first time. And we'll have this each July, $1,000 for the Alumnus of the Year.
Maybe, so it's like they get a scholarship. They get a reward for, like, you are the model. This year we choose you're the model citizen of coming through the program and being successful. It's like a big kiss, the big slap, you know, back slap, and that's great. Well, we've got a couple calls coming in.
Would you mind taking a call here?
Not at all.
Okay, Ann, you have a question for the judge.
Yes, I do. I love this program. I think it's a wonderful idea, and obviously it's working. I was wondering if there are any opportunities for members of the general public, such as myself, to help in any way, volunteer in any way at all.
Absolutely. And here's what I would recommend that you do, Ann. Any Friday at 8:30, come and watch the program. Come and watch what we do in court, and you'll see kind of the way that it functions on a weekly basis. We also have graduations in July and in January. Our next graduation will be January the 3rd, Friday in January. And in the meantime, when you come to watch the program in the court, you can, with your friends, encourage others to hire people from the Addicted Offender Program, encourage others to potentially contribute to the Alumnus Fund, things of that nature. Now, as a judge, I'm kind of limited as to what I can ask people to do, but these are suggestions that I have.
We're not. We can ask.
And frankly, Anne, if you were to come to a Friday morning 8:30 calendar, you would be blown away by some of these stories. Just the other day, we had Steve Carlton step in for Ben Hanna. Ben Hanna was on vacation. And I had an opportunity to ask all of our offenders, hey, tell Steve Carlton your story. And these stories are remarkable, every single one of them. And they'll tell you how the transition from user, constant user, non-father, out of the life of a father. We have this guy right now who a year and a half ago, he's got two sons, hadn't had a thing to do with his sons. Now he's not only the parent to these two boys, but he's also the baseball coach for all these other little kids in the area because all these folks recognize what a great father he is and what a great father image he is. So, Ann, yeah, come to an Addicted Offender Court, 8:30 Friday mornings, and you'll see what we do.
Okay.
I thank you very much, and I will be there.
Okay, Ann, thank you. The question is...
Thank you so much, Ann.
Are you the judge that does the stand down?
Oh, no, that's Jennifer Dollard.
Okay.
She's the commissioner, and she loves that program.
Well,
Dollard, Commissioner Dollard. She was very fair with me.
Yeah, the red light cameras.
Yeah.
That's another question.
She was very fair with me.
You know,
I like her.
Judge Beatty, I know that you have to run to get back to court, and we just appreciate you being here and your enthusiasm for it, but unfortunately, you're going to be leading this program.
I am, but the good thing is that Judge Dan Flynn will be coming in January. You know, this is not like a program that no one wants. I can tell you that certain judges, certain types of judges kind of covet this program because you truly do get involved in a completely different way than you would any other type of calendar. I come to know these people, and I tell them we're all family members, and the way I explained my leaving is, you know, in life, family members come and go, and then when a new family member shows up, you don't like that person necessarily at the beginning, but then you get used to that person, a new family member. So it's a transition. And
Dan's,
you know,
a great guy.
He's a wonderful judge, and he did this addicted offender program when he was a prosecutor. So he knows this stuff, and he did it when he was the juvenile court judge. So he's got this in his blood. If there's any replacement for me, it's got to be Dan Flynn in my mind.
That's super, and we really... Judge Flynn and his bride, his wife, they're so involved in the community and they're so family oriented that I can see them being this wonderful fit in this position.
Absolutely.
Well, Judge, you know, we'd like to ask you back on again, you know, and bring your star graduate,
yes,
and we can talk about this program a little bit more and how people can get involved.
Are you kidding? He'd love to blab.
Well,
he's a blab.
Well, I like to have you on one side and him on the other side.
Oh.
Is that this is how you
I'd
know
have
I mean?
To? I'd have to get my little paddle out if that were
your little paddle.
We have
a dump button here.
Well, then I could use that. That'd
okay.
be better. Thank you very much for having me. I got to run.
Okay, Judge
Kara
Beatty heads up our Addicted Offender Program. Thank you so much, Judge. We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most.
which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. That's right. You know, you want to ride a Harley. That's what you want to ride. That's the bottom line. So you go out to Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard, or give them a call at 241-7117 because they've got the bike for you. Just you're going out to Intersun and say, okay, how do you want to ride? What do you want to ride? And all this, they will sell you a bike. They do a great job on servicing the motorcycles. You'll see, you know, Ernie and Jessica, second generation running Redding Harley Davidson, and Nathan. You know, go see Nathan about buying one. Just remember, is that if you want to experience the ride and live the dream, you've got to go to Redding Harley Davidson. Linda. So what'd you think about that last, I mean, you know what, Judge Beatty is a perfect way, I think, to finish up that, the series that
Absolutely.
We've had these 3 days we had on methamphetamine.
She's really incredible, and I think, Judge Flynn is going to be a great replacement. I think it's something that we need to continue on a regular basis because, you know, we see what's happening with the realignment. We see what's happening in our neighborhood, basically. We know that there's a lot of, smash and grab. People are trying to, and you know, it's a lot of it is drugs. They're trying to get a quick $20. We're talking about how much does this stuff cost? Because we don't really know. That's not the world that we move in. But you know, it's very, very much part of, you know, like maybe the underbelly of a community that we live in. But we need to know about it. We need to be educated about it.
Well, we know we talked about the impact it has on businesses and everything here in town. We talked to our prosecution and the police and CINTEF people. And then, the treatment programs that we had on yesterday. But then the judge who runs this addicted offender program and the success she's had with that, 70% success rate. When you look at 20% or less for all the other programs we have. So I've got to say is that maybe, and since, we're not building a new jail. the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, 5-0. So we're not going to put $2.4 million into building this new jail, which isn't, it's not even building the jail. It's maintaining it afterwards. And if you don't, I mean, people don't know where the economy is going. And if Obama gets reelected, and there's a possibility of that, the economy, you know, people aren't, you know, we just aren't going to have that money to spend.
We enjoy being your community radio here, and you know, it's really interesting because right now, of course, Todd Akin and some of the comments that he has made has been across the news, and evidently, I guess Paul Ryan's asked him to step down.
So is Romney.
Actually come to the Republican convention. Yeah. Don't even make an appearance.
Well, you know what? There's, you know, Akin, you know, he stepped on it when he was talking about this rape. And, I mean, really stepped on it. Now, we've all been, anybody that talks in front of people like we do, you know, you've got to understand is that all of a sudden words come out of your mouth that you're not even sure where they came from. I mean, really. I mean, it's like all of a sudden you have Tourette's. And, that it just, these words roll out of your mouth and once you get onto it, once it starts, it just gets worse. And I don't know if that was what happened with Akin. I hope that's what it was. That it just started and it was like, and then it just rolled into this horrible thing. Well, you know, but here's what things Republicans do. If this happens to a Republican, Republicans turn on them like rabid wolves and just will chew them up. If it happens to a Democrat, they circle the wagons around them and go, no. It was Bush's fault. You know, so anyway. Hey, shout out to Record Searchlight. Love your front page. The last few days with your coverage of the fire, all right? And Jail Grant voted down. You know, there's other headlines you have I think could be, you know, a little bit different. Promoter still owes Fair thousands when they owe the Fair $2,200. Now this guy Felino owes other people money, but he paid the Fair $20,000 for rent, so he still owes them some RV stuff.
I think people are still outraged.
Well, they are, and you know what? I don't. But, 2.5 days yeah. of success,
yeah.
and then he, you know, as they say.
Well, moving on with our fires,
right.
We, you know, the sad news. Just like I said, the people who've had their homes and their animals perish. You know, let's keep them in our prayers. I know that there's drop-offs and money. The Salvation Army does need money at this.
That's
point.
Right. We will take. We're a drop-off point for your checks for Salvation Army to help with people. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. As it continues to move through the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Isaac is building up steam. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Ron, Tropical Storm Isaac will likely be a hurricane tomorrow, and Florida is now in the forecaster's cone of probability.
Well, it means there's the potential for the storm to be anywhere in that cone in about 4 or 5 days. So that's something that we need to watch. It's not an immediate threat to Florida, but it is certainly a concern.
Dennis Feltkin at the National Hurricane Center. The current prediction has Isaac reaching South Florida Monday after dumping plenty of rain in places like Haiti and Cuba over the weekend, Ron.
Evan, another $1 trillion will be added to the national debt. That's in a government forecast out this morning, live in Washington. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
But the bigger concern for the Congressional Budget Office is what happens if Congress fails to find an agreement on expiring tax cuts and automatic spending cuts in January.